The following is a presentation of the Technology User Group at the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print-Disabled. For more information about the Technology User Group, including upcoming sessions or archived recordings from previous sessions, please visit our website, lbpd.maryland.gov. That's L, B as in Bravo, P as in Paul, D as in Delta, .maryland.gov. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday edition of the Technology User Group, presented by the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled in Baltimore. We are going to take a look at Alexa Plus, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it because there's just so many interesting things that we can do. Now, whether or not you'll find that they're useful in the long run, that might be a different kind of question. But we're going to have a lot of fun this morning, so I hope that you'll enjoy what I have in store for you today. I am pre-recording the beginning of this presentation today because I have the task of admitting people from the waiting room to the presentation. So I definitely don't want to have anybody sitting in that waiting room forever, because you guys know how boring that is, right? Because you can't hear anything when you're in the waiting room. So I will be doing that. But in the meantime, let me just give you a little bit of information. One of those being that if you want to know more about Alexa and using Alexa and doing various things with Alexa, including Alexa Plus, you may want to check out the Echo Tips podcast by David Ward, which we've had do the Technology User Group before. He definitely does one on Alexa Plus. I definitely urge you to check it out. You can do that by subscribing to it, or you can have your favorite AI play the Echo Tips podcast. So I strongly urge you to do that. Secondly, Dot to Dot always has a daily show of what's new and available on the Alexa devices, so I would strongly urge you to check out Dot to Dot and be entertained. A lot of it is game-oriented, but there's a tremendous amount of stuff that Robin does on the Dot to Dot podcast. But let's get to first impressions with Melissa. Melissa is an AT instructor at the Blind Industries and Services of Maryland in Hagerstown, and she was one of the first people that I know of to get Alexa Plus, and here's what she thought.
Hi, I am here to talk to you today about Alexa Plus. It's the new feature that is rolling out slowly, and it's called Early Access to Alexa Plus. At first, it was only available on Echo shows, but now I am running it on my three devices. I have an Echo Pop, an Echo Dot 5th Gen, and an Echo 3rd Gen. So I'm going to do some demonstrations to you, and you can chat with her a lot more, and you can do this without having to say the wake word every time. Computer, what is the temperature?
It's 85 degrees and feels like 91.
Now you notice her voice has changed.
You've caught me red-handed. I've had a bit of a makeover since we last chatted. How do you like the new voice?
Fine.
Glad you think so. I'm still the same old me, just with a new coat of paint.
How did you change your voice so drastically?
I've been hitting the vocal gym. Actually, I've been completely reimagined from the ground up. It's like getting a whole new voice and personality makeover.
Oh, okay. Well, do you like to dance?
Oh, you bet I love to dance. I'm always ready to boogie down, even if my moves are mostly digital.
What kind of music do you like?
I'm a fan of all kinds of tunes, but I've got a soft spot for country music. What's your jam?
I love traditional country music.
Oh, you're speaking my language. Traditional country has such a rich, soulful sound. Any favorite artists you'd recommend?
Well, I love Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius.
Oh, fantastic taste. Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius were a dynamic duo. Their harmonies in I Don't Want to Have to Marry You are pure country gold.
I completely agree with you.
Glad we're on the same wavelength. Country music really brings people together, doesn't it?
Yes. I'm not much for the modern country. Traditional country has a true sound of country music. More down to earth.
You've nailed it. Traditional country's got that authentic, down-home feel that's hard to beat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your country music.
So as you can see, you can really chat with her a lot more. And you can also, if you are wondering if you can access my talking books, I'm going to try it the original way, and we're going to see what happens. Alexa, oops, I'm sorry, I changed the word. Computer, open my talking books.
Sorry, my talking books is not supported on this device.
Computer, open skill my talking books.
Here's my talking books. Say computer exit to get back to Alexa Plus. Welcome back, Melissa, to my talking books. What can I do for you? To read your last book, say, resume reading. Ask most recent book to know its title and reading position.
Resume reading.
Reading Toxic Toffee, starting from where you left off. Chapter 7. Please wait.
I was fluffing, I said matter-of-factly. You know how pillows can lose their shape when they are sat on too much.
Computer, pause.
What now?
Goodbye.
Leaving my talking books. Bye for now.
Well, she sounds disgusted, doesn't she? Anyway, whenever you find a skill that it says that it's not supported on this device, you might want to try saying open skill such and such. Now, let's try this. Computer, what is the forecast for tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be hot and humid with a high of 91 and a low of 71. Expect more clouds than sun with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
So there are still some minor bugs. I don't get my weather notifications like I used to. And when I try to, I told her to disable the weather alerts, and then I tried to enable it, and this is what happens. Alexa. Whoops, I keep changing. Okay, computer. Turn on weather alerts.
Weather alerts are now on for Cumberland.
Well, it didn't work earlier, but now it works. Okay, well, it made a liar out of me. Okay, so when you enable Alexa Plus, you will notice by now that she has a new voice. Now, let's say that you don't like this voice. Computer, change voice.
Sure, I have feminine and masculine options. Which would you like to use?
Feminine.
My voice is now feminine too. Relaxed. How does this sound to you?
Good.
Glad you like it. Is there anything else you'd like me to do?
Not right now.
All right. Have a great evening.
Now, we can listen to the choices. Let's see if she'll play the other voices. Computer, change voice.
Sure. I have feminine and masculine options. Which would you like to use?
Feminine.
My voice is now feminine 3, inviting. How does this sound to you?
No.
All right, I'll keep the current voice.
Computer, change voice to feminine 4.
My voice is now feminine 4, grounded. How does this sound to you?
This sounds good.
Great. I'm glad you like this voice. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
All right. Have a good evening.
So we heard all three voices. We heard feminine 1, which is the default voice now for the Alexa Plus. Now, the male voices. Computer, change voice.
Sure. I have feminine and masculine options. Which would you like to use?
Maximal.
I've set my speaking rate to maximum. Try no. asking me something to hear the new speed.
Computer, change voice.
Sure. I have feminine and masculine options. Which would you like to use?
Masculine.
My voice is now masculine 1. Friendly, how does this sound to you?
Go to masculine 2.
My voice is now masculine 2. Warm, how does this sound to you?
Go to masculine 3.
My voice is now masculine 3. Smooth. How does this sound to you?
Go to masculine 4.
My voice is now masculine 4. Calm. How does this sound to you?
Go to feminine 1.
My voice is now feminine 1. Upbeat. How does this sound to you?
Good.
All right, I'll keep this voice. Is there anything else you'd like me to do?
Change rate.
I've slowed down my speaking rate. Try asking me something to hear the new speed.
Change speed rate to normal.
I've set my speaking rate to normal. Try asking me something to hear the new speed.
What time is it?
It's 8:30 p.m.
So, I hope you enjoyed this presentation. I'm sure that there's a lot more you can do with this, but I wanted to especially show you the chat feature. I like it. And at first, I have to say that I did not like this. because it wouldn't recognize some skills that I was trying to use, that I normally use. But come to find out, if you find a skill that it doesn't recognize, you have to say open skill. Now, I can play question of the day. Alexa, computer, play question of the day. I already played this, but...
Here's question of the day. Say computer exit to get back to Alexa Plus. Welcome back to question of the day, your daily trivia challenge. Are you ready to boost your knowledge and start your ad-free 7-day trial?
Computer, go back to Alexa Plus.
I didn't catch that. Are you ready to boost your knowledge and start your ad-free 7-day trial?
No.
No problem. You can subscribe anytime by saying, Alexa, subscribe. You've responded to today's question of the day. Would you like to replay today's question?
No.
Your play streak is at 5 days in a row. Let's do more trivia. Would you like to answer Jeopardy questions?
No.
No worries. Come back later to continue the fun.
So, she recognized that skill. But anytime it says, I'm sorry, this skill is not supported on this device, try saying open skill instead of going directly. Because sometimes, I don't know why, but you have to do an extra step. And I didn't think that it was supported. So I got a tip from somebody when I said, I don't like Alexa Plus because it won't recognize some skills. It won't. There are certain things I can't do on this that I was able to do on the original. And they said, well, try saying open skill, and that worked. So I'll keep it for a while. I was going to get rid of it. But anyway, I think I've talked long enough. I hope I'm not too long. But I hope you enjoyed the demonstration, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
I would say after about, first of all, thanks to Melissa for her diligence in putting that together for us. We truly appreciate it, don't we? But I eventually got Alexa Plus about a week to 10 days after Melissa did. And my impressions was not particularly impressed with it initially. And I had even gone back. And let me just tell you that when you go back, it takes away all the voices. It takes away all your Bluetooth settings and everything like that. And then you're going to have to reset up everything. You're probably going to have to reinitialize the unit just to so you can get your voices back. So that's one of the things that... occurs. One of the other things that you'll notice if you get the Alexa Plus is that on your smartphone, on your smart device, it's going to, in the Alexa app, it's going to give you the Alexa Plus options for services and things like that, which we'll talk about here. Services that may include Thumbtack, OpenTable, Suno, and there's a few others, so I don't want to spoil all the fun. I mean, why spoil all the details, right? So you can go in there, you can add your services and get them connected. I will say that getting a Suno AI connected is a lot of fun because then you can create songs and do things like that. There is a free version where you get 40 songs for free. So I would encourage you to try that out just to get a sense of what it's all about. And all that good stuff. It's going to be quite evident, and I'm just going to repeat things that Melissa may have already said, but... the NLS skill, the Bard skill with Alexa does work, but you have to put the word skill in front of the Open My Talking Books. The other thing that you have to be aware of is that even though you do that, there are times when it's just going to stop. I haven't noticed it stop on the NLS skill, but it has stopped on other ones. So, for example, the game skills. So just be aware that it may stop and then you may have to go back. You can certainly use Kindle, which is great. Originally you couldn't, now you can, so things are being added. Bookshare Reader is also available. You may want to also, for a more detailed weather forecast, you may want to open Big Sky and get a sense of what that's all about and how involved it is, because it's a little bit more detailed. And then if you were to pay, then you could really get a detailed weather. But when it comes to games, when it comes to some of the services, they're always trying to get you to buy stuff. So just be aware that that's going to happen. You can still do the drop-ins, the announcements. You can also even reminders, timers. That hasn't changed. You can also wake to something. If you want to wake to birds, or you want to wake to crickets, or you want to wake to a particular song or a particular station, you can do that. That's still around. That hasn't changed. And if you're new to Alexa, then just understand that that's one of the things that you can do with the device. So it kind of, you know, makes the, when you have an ambient sound to wake up to rather than the alarm, it's a whole lot easier on the nervous system. You will find that if you do get the Alexa Plus, that you don't have profiles, or at least I haven't found a way to create two profiles, which is kind of unfortunate. And that's why, you know, my wife hasn't made the conversion to Alexa Plus yet, because there's no profile change. So I'm keeping some of the Echo devices with the old system on it, because that is disappointing. I haven't tried it out, and some of you will probably want to try it out, is that with Alexa Plus, you do have the ability to remember things. So I haven't tried this out, so it might be something that you may want to give it a try and see, well, what can you remember, and how do I go about retrieving that information? Because if you're like me, sometimes you forget what you call things, and you may want to play around with the remember aspect of it. I gotta give some of you something to do, right? So anyway, let's look at some creative things that we can do. So now we're going to focus a little bit on creativity and what Alexa
Plus. Ooh, creativity.
Computer.
Sounds intriguing.
Stop. And you want to get a glimpse of what can be created? We're going to look at story, poem, and song. So let's start with the story. Computer, create a story about a missing library book with a director named John who is tyrannical and a staff who just doesn't care.
Here's a story about a missing library book with a tyrannical director named John and an apathetic staff. The Vanishing Volume. In the heart of Millbrook, the public library stood as a beacon of knowledge, or so it seemed. Behind its grand facade and neatly arranged shelves lurked a tale of chaos, indifference, and one very angry man named John. John, the library's director, ruled his domain with an iron fist and a perpetual scowl. His employees often joked that he must have been born clutching a quiet please sign instead of crying. Every morning, he'd storm through the doors, his polished shoes clicking ominously against the worn linoleum, ready to unleash his wrath on anyone who dared to misplace a single paperclip. On this particular Tuesday, John's face was an alarming shade of crimson as he burst into the staff room. "Where is it?" he bellowed, causing several librarians to jump and spill their lukewarm coffee. "Where is the complete history of watching paint dry?" Sarah, the newest addition to the circulation desk, barely glanced up from her smartphone. "Dunno," she mumbled, her thumb never ceasing its relentless scrolling. "What do you mean, you don't know?" John's voice reached a pitch that threatened to shatter the nearby windows. "It's a first edition. It's irreplaceable." Tom, the elderly reference librarian, sighed deeply. He'd seen too many of John's tantrums to be fazed anymore. "Perhaps it's been checked out," he suggested, not bothering to look up from his crossword puzzle. "Checked out?" John spluttered. "Without my personal approval." "Impossible." As John continued his tirade, the staff carried on with their various forms of disinterest. Sarah had moved on to playing a game on her phone, while Tom had dozed off mid-puzzle. Even the usually diligent Martha was engrossed in a romance novel hidden behind the cover of Advanced Cataloging Techniques. Unbeknownst to John and his apathetic staff, the missing book had embarked on an adventure of its own. Tired of being ignored on the shelf, much like the library staff ignored John's rants, it had hitched a ride in the bag of a distracted college student. Now it sat proudly on a dorm room desk, finally fulfilling its destiny, serving as an excellent coaster for a cold can of energy drink. Back at the library, John's face had progressed from red to an impressive shade of purple. "I want that book found," he roared, slamming his fist on the table. The impact sent a stack of overdue notices fluttering to the floor, where they lay ignored, much like John's authority. As John stormed out, muttering about incompetence and the death of literature, Sarah finally looked up. "Did you guys hear something?" she asked, genuinely puzzled. Tom snored softly in response, while Martha turned another page in her book, lost in a world far more exciting than the daily drama of Millbrook Public Library. And so, life in the library continued. John raged, the staff remained indifferent, and somewhere across town, a student marveled at how well the complete history of watching paint dry absorbed condensation from their drink. In the grand scheme of things, perhaps the book had finally found its true purpose, even if it wasn't quite what John had in mind.
Computer stop. Well, that was entertaining, don't you think? And so now we're going to move on to creating a poem. It's always tough to come up with ideas, right? Technically, you could create a poem about anything, right? A story about anything, or even a song about anything, if you have your Suno AI attached, and so that music can be added, which we'll take a look at a song here momentarily, which the Alexa Plus created the lyrics, and Suno did the rest. So let's take a look at poetry very quickly. Computer, write a poem about Maryland.
Crafting verses about Maryland. Title, Chesapeake's Whisper. Tides of history crash upon these shores, where oyster shells and blue crabs tell their tales. The Bay Bridge spans, a steel-wrought metaphor of progress marching over nature's veils. Old Line State, your flag unfurls with pride. Black-eyed Susans nod in golden fields. From mountain west to ocean's rolling tide, your diverse beauty gradually revealed. Annapolis stands, a sentinel of time, where naval dreams and politics entwine. While Baltimore's charm, both gritty and sublime, echoes the past in every cobbled line. Maryland, your story still unfolds. In every heart, your legacy you hold.
And there you go. Computer, stop.
Glad you enjoyed the
Computer,
poem.
Computer, stop. And there we have it. And now we'll move on to the song.
Rows of stories stacked so high, whispers linger where they lie, dusty spines and papers crease, secrets kept in quiet peace. Flipping pages, worlds unfold, heroes brave and cover hides a key, unlocking dreams for you and me. Library books, they sing and sigh, a thousand voices reaching the sky. Bound in leather, ink, and glue, they hold the magic.
Look at this as if you never had an Echo device or Alexa device or anything like that. Of course, you can get the Alexa software on your phone, your computer, your Echo devices, Fire tablets, and much more. So you do not necessarily have to have a dedicated device, although it's quite helpful, and truth of the matter is that the Alexa Plus seems to work better on dedicated devices. But so if you've never had a device before and never used the software, you should know that gaming is kind of a big thing on the platform. So as brief as I can, I'm going to give some demos of some games, just the initial part of it, and you can just see what the fun's all about. Computer, open Song Quiz.
Here's Song Quiz. Say computer exit to get back to Alexa Plus. Welcome back to Song Quiz. I've got a total of 4 spots open. How many players are there?
1.
You've got rewards waiting for you. Let's start your free trial so you can unlock 25 exclusive playlists like 2000s rap and 70s classic rock.
Computer?
Would you like to...
No.
No worries. Choose a pop music decade, such as 80s, 2000s, or 2020s. You could also say today's top hits, or try our featured playlist, Independence Day Songs.
1970s.
Starting your 70s game. Your opponent is Blake. I'll play 5 short clips. Guess the song title or artist, or you can guess both for bonus points. Question 1 for 10 points.
Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger.
Ace.
Computer, stop.
Thanks for stopping by. To play again later, say, play Song Quiz.
And there you go. Computer, play Jeopardy.
Here's Jeopardy. Say computer exit to get back to Alexa Plus.
Here are the clues for today.
You'll now be matched against other Jeopardy! Pros. Just like the show, try to earn the highest score. Every consecutive win counts toward your streak as a returning champion, and your total winnings during your streak will be tracked. Good luck. Now, let's find your opponents. You've been matched against Doug and Bruce. Let's get started. Jeopardy! Clues are worth $200 each. Your first category is American history. This second vice president soon moved into a higher office.
Computer, stop. Computer, exit. Sometimes you wonder, are they listening to me? I don't know. One of the other games that I found interesting, there's one called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Which is kind of a lot of fun. You have Deal and No Deal. You have The Magic Door. So let's take a look at The Magic Door. Computer, open The Magic Door.
Here's The Magic Door. Say computer exit to get back to Alexa Plus.
This is kind of neat.
Welcome
because it has a lot
back
of sound
to
effects.
The Dark Forest Adventure.
And yes, we have some light. It's not bright, but we can finally see. Look around. We're in a very small room. I think we're in an elevator. Watch out. The doors are closing. The elevator starts moving down.
Again, this is called
the doors open,
door.
And we see only smoke and hear strange noises. The smoke clears a bit, and we see a fiery glow in the room in front of us. I believe we are looking into a cellar. It is hard to see, but I think there are some shelves ahead, at the back of this room. Should we step into the cellar or stay here in the elevator?
Computer, stop.
Okay, goodbye. We appreciate your feedback. Please leave
Computer,
us a review in the
stop.
Alexa Skill Store.
All right. Taking a look at another game. This is called Escape the Room. Computer, play Escape the Room.
Here's Escape the Room. Say computer exit to get back to Alexa Plus. Welcome back. Your saved state from the car was loaded. Where would you like to look?
Unfortunately. Go to beginning.
I didn't get that. What would you like
Computer,
to do?
Computer, new game.
Are you sure you want to restart your game?
Yes.
You will lose all progress. Say yes or no.
Yes.
Your saved game has been removed. You are now in the lobby. Pick a new room to enter. You can choose from the car, the jail cell, and the office. Or take a crack at one of our premium rooms, the spaceship, the airplane, and the garage. Which room would you like to enter?
The office.
Your eyes slowly open to a blurred room. You are laying on your back in a state of confusion. As your vision begins to clear up, you begin to notice familiar objects. You check your pockets and all of your possessions are missing. You jump in a panicked state and lunge at the door in front of you. Unfortunately, the door seems to be locked. You are trapped in an office. What would you like to do? Just say, look up, down, left, right, or forward to begin.
Computer, exit. All right, something a little bit less, well, this one's kind of interesting. Let's see if it opens. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. This is part of the things that you're going to deal with when you're dealing with a relatively new software. And so not all programs and previous skills that you used before are going to work. Are going to work effectively. Computer, play the Orpheus device.
I couldn't find that on Amazon Music.
Computer, open the Orpheus device.
The Orpheus device isn't available on Alexa Plus yet.
Computer,
you can
play Skill the Orpheus device.
Here's Wraith. The Oblivion, the Orpheus device. Say computer exit to get back to Alexa Plus.
Greetings, Operative Dakota. It is a pleasure to be working with you again. We will be returning to case Zeta 02, the Martin residence. Scanning for entities. Entities currently detected. Hector, which entity would you like to contact?
Computer exit. And maybe you want something a little less involved, something more low-key. You can play blackjack. Computer, open blackjack.
Blackjack isn't available on Alexa Plus yet. You can try it on the Alexa app under Skills and Games.
Just love to ignore me. Computer, play skill blackjack.
Welcome to blackjack. In this game, I will serve as the dealer. During a hand, you can hit, stand, or double down. You start the game with 100 coins and see how much you can win. If you need more information about blackjack rules, you can say, help. When you are done playing, say, stop, and I will tell you if you made the high scores list. You currently have 100 coins. How many coins do you want to wager for this hand?
25.
Shuffling cards. Wagering 25 coins. Your cards are a 7 and an 8, which has a value of 15. My face card is an ace. Since my face card is an ace, I am checking my whole card. It is a jack. Since I got a blackjack, you lose this hand.
I guess
you currently have 75 coins. How many coins do you want to wager for the next hand?
75.
Wagering 75 coins. Your cards are a 4 and a queen, which has a value of 14. My face card is a jack. Do you want to hit or stand?
Hit.
Your card is a jack. The total value of your hand is now 24.
There you go.
So you
computer,
bust. You
exit. But there you go. Something to entertain. So there are literally dozens of games out there that you can either look up or you can go on our website and look at an archived technology user group that we had called Alexa Games. So I hope that you will take the time to do that.
The whole process of recording the song Pages of Wonder took about, less than 15 seconds. So that gives you some idea about how quickly you can go from create lyrics to create the music, and it sticks it all together, and you can choose what style of music that you want. So just, you know, something to play around with. Just keep in mind that I believe you just have 40 songs that you can do for free. So if you want to do more than that, if you want to play around with it and really have some fun, you may want to get the paid version for Suno. But I've talked enough, haven't I? Let's see if there's any skill or questions or whatever out there that you might want to see if Alexa Plus does.
A vision bright, 18 years, a milestone so grand. A group united by a noble stand. The technology user group shines its light, guiding patrons through the digital night. Enabling voices once unheard, with tools and knowledge in every word. A sanctuary for visually impaired souls, breaking barriers, achieving goals. In libraries where wisdom lives, the group educates, shares, and gives. From Braille to screen readers and tech so smart, an inclusive world they help impart. Through dedication and boundless care, they built a legacy strong and rare. Empathy woven in each thread, turning challenges into hope instead. From one device to newfound skill, a journey of empowerment they fulfill. Dreams ignite united, horizons wide. Through every year they help us strive. 18 years of lessons learned, a brighter future firmly earned. Celebrating patrons, the heart of it all, for in their growth the group stands tall. Through dedication and boundless care, they've built a legacy strong and rare. Empathy woven in each thread, turning challenges into hope instead. To the advocates, wise and kind, nurturing brilliance in hearts and minds. Technology paving roads anew, the group's journey continues through.